Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you here. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht in for Tommy. Rockin' Rick Regan in this morning. Tommy will be out a couple of days. We'll have Rick in joining in the fun here on Sports Daily today and tomorrow. Glad to be here with you on this Monday. Glad to be here with you after a very nice sports weekend, especially with what we're paying the most attention to here lately is the Royals. And hey, maybe they're back now after that little stretch of bad baseball in June. They finished the month with a bang. We'll get into it as we make our way through. We've got that. All kinds of little things to get to today. We'll get into some rule changes to the Home Run Derby, perhaps. The NBA free agency is underway, and it's off kind of with a bang. They're moving pretty quick with some just massive contracts. Always surprises us a little bit, but it shouldn't when we see the amount of dollars flying around in the NBA. So we can get into some of those headlines. Rick has a good question on sons of superstars and who might have the best road of some of the really young ones we don't know a lot about yet. We can get into that a little later in the program as well. All kinds of good stuff for you. Rick, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. A beautiful day today. I'm excited to be here and I'm ready to talk about all the stuff that happened this weekend. Lots of drama out there this weekend.
Yeah, always. Always. We got it. We got a giveaway for you. We'll give away some HTO. We'll give away some free iced tea and free coffee a little bit later in the program. That's there for you. All kinds of things to get to. We'll tell you about a big Red, White, and Boom event happening a little bit later. It's all on the plate for us. 869-1240 is that IHOP hotline. Jad Chambers manning that for us if you want to give us a call. You can. You can also leave us your comments on our video stream on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. Coming soon with the video stream, we are working this week to iron out some kinks. Rick, you will be able to watch that video stream simulcast on 12 News Plus, which is going to be really cool for us here. Of course, I'm also an employee there at 12 News at KWCH. So what will happen is we will take this feed that you've been able to find on all the social channels, and it will now also go out over 12 News Plus, which is a digital platform there on 12 News. So we're really looking forward to that. We're working out those things, doing a little tidying up and rebranding. That partnership's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get more into that later in the week. It is a holiday week. It's 4th of July week. 4th of July, Rick, on a Thursday is probably just about right. I mean, I think Friday would be ideal because now everybody has to sort of go back to work on Friday for the most part. We will be not be here Thursday, but we'll be Friday. But Thursday, 4th of July, I would say of all the days of the week, that's probably a third best, right? You'd like it on a I'd like it on a Friday, I think, the most, then a Monday probably, and then a Thursday. I don't want it on a weekend day because you don't want to you don't want to waste the holiday that way. You want to get the extra day off of work. But a Thursday is pretty good. I'm looking forward to the 4th.
I always find a way to cram in that extra day regardless of what day of the week it happens to fall
right
on. That's, yeah, you know, it's America, and America deserves it. So even if the 4th of July falls on a Tuesday, I'd like to take the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, make it a long week. It's America.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It is America. We're
America.
Ready to celebrate it.
We're going to blow some stuff up.
We'll have hot dog eating and an all-star break and all of these things, although the hot dog eating is not going to feature the hot dog champion, which is a problem. But, you know, maybe we talk about that later in the week as we see how that thing goes. Rick, it's the Royals will be a large part of what we do today for sure. It's a day off. It's a great day of like rest and evaluation as they come off of a Guardian series where they take 3 of 4. We talked last week and I said, you know, based on the way everything's going and the way they're playing, you kind of feel like you just need to get out of there and split that and not lose any ground. They gain a little bit of ground by taking 3 of 4. There was a moment where you thought they might take 4 of 4 because they took the first two and then it was like, all right. And then you got Reagans and Lugo. Let's go at home. They don't get it done on Saturday, but they bounced back nicely yesterday. And that felt more like peak Royals, certainly, than the way they had been playing in June. That felt more like May Royals, swaggy, right? The offense grooving a little bit, clutch hits and good pitching, and that's what has propelled them to this. They didn't gain a ton of ground in the division. You know, they're still 7 games back there, but they positioned themselves quite a bit better in the wild card, now gaining a little ground on Boston. As we look at the wild card, I can tell you right now, Houston is going to be the team that disrupts this. They've won 9 out of their last 10. The Astros appear to be back, and they're coming. The Rays have won 7 of their last 10, Rick. So you've got two stalwarts there that are always in it that are coming on strong. And I bring up the Rays because that's who the Royals play next. But you've got some major talent rosters starting to find their groove a little bit. Texas was getting there, and then they stumbled a little bit. I know they looked good last night, but you're going to have some of these really good teams playing themselves into it. Remember, we're just barely halfway there. So these things that we've seen in the first half, some of the way, there's going to be an evening of things. So,
sure.
And this is what we've talked about.
Sure. Well,
now
you're
going to look at this. Kansas City's in a playoff race, Rick, against, I don't know, 7-8 teams, realistically, 7-8 teams, because Minnesota's not going anywhere, Cleveland's not going anywhere, Baltimore's not going anywhere, the Yankees aren't going anywhere, Kansas City, I don't think, is going anywhere. And now you've also got to deal with Tampa, you got to deal with Houston, probably Boston, Seattle, if not Houston's going to be in there, maybe. Like, it's going to get messy, and the Royals are going to have to just, they're just going to have to keep the foot on the gas if they want to get through it.
Well, I think with the Royals this year, you know, baseball, Jacob, is always math, right? It's always about the math. And it's tight for the Royals now. They don't completely control their own destiny anymore. I mean, they do to get into a wild card, but they're out of a lot of races. Everybody else can just win and kind of shove the Royals, keep them back at bay. So, you know, they need help to win, I think. They've got a 1 in 5 chance at the wild card right now. It's no lock by any stretch. I mean, again, it's math. I want to say I read on, I don't know, playoff status, one of those websites, they're like a 45% chance of still getting in the playoffs. But the Royals are looking good. They looked great over the weekend. They could have won four. I think that umpire call, it didn't cost them the game on that home run, but it certainly swayed the momentum. Sure. All of a sudden, they were just standing there holding it in their hand instead of throwing it across the room. So, but the Royals look good still. They're coming back around. I mean, look at Lugo. Incredible, incredible game.
I mean, he's one of the Cy Young guys right now. He's leading the league. I mean, I thought Lugo was going to be. I loved the Lugo signing. If you listen to the show, we loved the Lugo signing. Nobody thought it was going to go this good. I mean, he might win a Cy Young.
He's the ace now, right? I mean, hasn't he kind of passed Reagan? The guy.
Well, Reagan still has that ace upside. Lugo, though, I think clearly is the guy that you trust to just not let you down. Reagan's is still a young pitcher learning how to be a big league pitcher. His upside is tremendous, but Lugo's just found this groove that makes it incredible. So if you look at it, you mentioned projections. So CBS Sports has its own little, you know, analytics projecting whatever. And right now, the Royals, it gives, and this is sort of what we're talking about, it gives the Royals only a 13% chance to make the postseason. 13% right now. They are 8 games over 500. They are pacing, I think, still right around 90 wins. So this thing, I think they call it sports line, only projects them to win 79 games. So only 32 more wins, which would mean they play well under 500 baseball the rest of the way. So, I mean, I don't agree with that at all. But it does, I think, weigh in. Like, for instance, it gives Houston a 75% chance to make the playoffs, right? And you look around in Minnesota, 85. Well, the Royals are just a game back of Minnesota. So it's baking in that the Royals are going to fall. They're basically not going to be able to keep it up. I don't agree with that like at all because I think their pitching is too good. I think if their starting rotation stays healthy, it will be difficult for them not to stay in it. I think they clearly need moves, and we'll get into that throughout the program. I think they clearly need a little bit of help. And this is a team, when you have pitching like that, Rick, it's a team that's built to be in it. I don't know that there are any teams outside of maybe Seattle and the American League that can run out as quality as 1 through 5, right? That the Royals have been able to run out there. And that's why they're in this to me.
And the Mariners,
anything else.
And speaking of Seattle, I mean, you know, they're faltering a little bit. They are. They're dragging a little if I'm remembering right. It's a lot. It's a lot to remember.
Well, they're gonna get caught.
Those guys at that position is a great place for a team to falter to allow the Royals to move up. That's one of those roadblock teams there.
The problem is Houston. So Seattle has only won 3 of their last 10. Seattle is faltering. Now I like Seattle still. I think that they've got too much pitching kind of in that they've really been let down by their offense, just in the worst way. But Houston's coming. So it doesn't matter quite as much with Seattle. I mean, the Royals still want to, but the Royals and Seattle have the exact same record. So you still want to be better than Seattle. But the reality is, they're going to end up being a wild card team because Houston's coming for them. Houston's going to end up ahead in that division right now. Texas may run out of time by the time they can get healthy. They've been dropping like flies this year. I don't know that they're going to be able to get there, but Houston will. And Houston, they're well on their way. And so Seattle, you know, probably when the dust settles, we'll be looking at Seattle, Minnesota, Boston, some combination of Yankees, Baltimore, and Rays as teams that are going to be in there in the end. I think the two that you watch and wait on, perhaps, are Toronto and Texas. Toronto may end up sellers. Texas, I don't think, will sell. So, you know, maybe one other team in there. And you know, there could be a team of that group that, you know, that falters, that falls down. I don't know who that's going to be. There's also a chance that they all kind of cram in there and all sit between 85 and, you know, 88, 90 wins, and you've just got a mess until literally the final day of the season. I think that's entirely possible, too. But the Royals, one way or the other, the Royals, I think, Rick, that the Royals are going to be in this to the end.
I think there's a big playoff chase coming with the Royals in it this year. I think things are going to get very exciting for us, Kansas City. You know, I think it plays. If you look at the whole schedule, it really plays out that way. I mean, yes, Royals fans are going to have a lot to chew on for the next couple of months.
Let's take a break. Let's take our first break. Let's look at that schedule, because I have not done that after this Guardian series. I've done all of this stuff to sort of lead into this Guardian series, and then I have sort of stopped looking at the schedule for a little while. So let's take a peek at what they'll have coming up, what they'll have, you know, coming down the home stretch here until the All-Star break, what they have after the All-Star break. We'll get it all set up for you. We want to shout out to Prairie Fire Coffee. Mornings at KFH, staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Keeps us fueled up and ready to roll for the next 2 hours here on Sports Daily. You'll have a chance to win some HTO later in the program, so stay tuned for that as well. Lots to come here for you on this Monday edition. Don't go away. It's Albrock. It's Rockin' Rick. We'll be right back.
.975 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. On your way into work and want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app or visit Odyssey.com, search for KFH. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. A great, easy way to listen to KFH is through that app. I was doing that mowing the yard yesterday afternoon. Rick, trying to take advantage of the cooler weather, flipped on the Odyssey app. There was Royals baseball for me. Love taking in a baseball game on the radio. And, of course, we are the home of the Kansas City Royals here. You'll see them and hear them tomorrow as they get back in action. All right, let's look at the Royals. Rick, you brought up the rest of the schedule. We've been sort of taking this schedule in chunks for the Royals, honestly, in trying to figure out, like, what should they do over the next chunk of games. They've got 11 games to go until the All-Star break. That seems like a nice, natural chunk of games to take. They're going to get, though, the last eight of those on the road. So that's been a problem for the Royals. We've talked about it ad nauseum, how bad they've been on the road versus at home. Just to remind you, 30-16 at home. It is only behind Philadelphia in wins at home this year. But on the road, they're just 17-23. And of the contenders that are sort of in the mix, Houston is right there in the American League, but that's as bad as it is for contenders in the American League. They've been, you know, not good on the road, basically. And so here we are. Here we sit with it, and eight of their next 11 are going to come on the road. For that reason alone, this is another pretty interesting stretch of baseball to look at.
There's math jumping in again. There's math. Baseball, yeah. Prognosticators, baseball forecasters always do math. Math, math, math. They got a lot of road games. They're not doing good on the road. That's why. So it kind of comes down. They need to start this week. They need to start winning this week on the road. Here comes Tampa,
yeah,
right?
They get Tampa at home, and then they get Colorado on the road to start that eight-game stretch. And so you get today off. And there is another day off, which is good. In fact, they have until the All-Star break, which starts after July 14th. So July 14th is that Sunday, and then you get the All-Star break. So up until that point, they've played a lot of these stretches with no days off. They're going to get 3 days off, basically, over the next 2 weeks. They'll get a day off. They get the day off today. Then they'll get a day off after the Colorado series. And then they'll get a day off after the quick two-game series against St. Louis before they finish up with what is probably going to be a pretty large series there in Boston right before the All-Star break, because Boston is, we'll call it as surprising as Kansas City this year. Boston being in the mix was also unexpected. So, you know, there was a time where this stretch looked like, oh, this will be a great stretch to pick up some wins. But not so much anymore, right? Tampa's coming on. We mentioned they're one of the hottest teams in baseball, and they're always good. Colorado's not good. Colorado sucks. And so you got to take advantage of playing Colorado. St. Louis is another team that is really heated up. They're now 3 games over .500. They were off to an awful start. They're now 7. They've won 7 out of their last 10. And then Boston, we know about. So this is a stretch where 8 of those come on the road, Rick. You know, you'd like to see them go 5-3. I think when you enter these stretches, you want to see them go 5-3. Game stretch like this, but that might be a big ask here.
You know, looking at their results, do you find with them right in front of you that those weeks of the season at the beginning where the Royals were looking so good and so strong, were those all home games? I mean, I know we're looking at 70 games.
Yeah,
were they really bad at the beginning of the season on the road as well? Or were they doing all right then? Because, you know, maybe this is just, if it's just a bump, it's a stumble.
No, I mean, they lost 2-3 to Baltimore. Open. I'm just looking at their road series. They lost 2-3 to the Mets on the road. They lost two times. Let me go to the next one.
They were playing well.
Yep, they won a road series against the White Sox. They won 2 out of 3. The fourth game was postponed in April. They won a road series against Toronto, who has really struggled against the Angels. They won a road series. But against decent teams, I guess in Tampa was the best. But other than in Tampa, like, they've really struggled against average to good teams on the road. And they haven't been dominant against bad teams consistently. I mean, it certainly got worse in June, but it wasn't really good in April. They didn't play a lot of road games there in May. They got a lot of home games. But it just hasn't been really good at any point this year. So what is interesting, though, is I will say it felt like, didn't it, in the Cleveland series, that this team does feel streaky. I don't think that's going to change. I don't think there's anything other than making some moves at the deadline. I don't think there's anything that's going to change that a whole lot. They're a streaky team because Bobby Witt Jr. is a little bit streaky. Salvador Perez is probably the most consistent, but Vinny Pasquantino's certainly been streaky. When some of your better players offensively are streaky players, I think the team is naturally going to be streaky. So it does feel a little bit like they could be, though, trending into one of those hot streaks as they go on the road here. That will be interesting to see it play out. But what I don't think we can do is say, oh, good, it's Colorado on the road. Like, they've lost series to bad teams on the road this year. So you can't really do that. And then you look at it with St. Louis and Boston. It's actually a pretty tough stretch here. Tampa, like, 3 of the next 4 series they play up until the All-Star break are all playoff contenders, right? Tampa will be, certainly. St. Louis has gotten back there just like Tampa has. And then Boston has been and is. Colorado's the only team you could look at in this 11 games and say, I don't know, they won't be in it in the end. But that's a road series. So this is actually a pretty tough stretch here. Coming into the All-Star break. And then it eases up quite a bit coming out of the All-Star break. But going into the All-Star break, as they're going to be looking at trade deadlines and doing those things, these next two weeks will be very interesting. And you just hope that they are on one of those streaks and they can ride it through.
You bet. Well, with teams like the Royals, momentum's everything, right?
And I think so.
Bobby Witt Jr.
If we've learned nothing else, this is a streaky team.
And you know, Bobby Witt Jr., he's a momentum kind of guy. He's young. Man, could you see how fast he ran the other day? Did anybody notice
he's
that?
He's one of the fastest players in baseball.
But when he ran out that triple.
I know.
I mean, man, how did he get there so fast?
He has some of the best speed in baseball. I mean, he just, we think of him for other things in his game because he's going to be a good power hitter and, you know, but his speed is one of his great assets. He is as fast on the bases as any player in baseball. He just is.
And those little things are worth a run, and those little things are what build streaks,
sure they are.
And those are the little things that the Royals got to hang on. You know, I mean, it's going to take it's going to take the whole team this time around. There's not, you know, we don't have that massive home run hitter guy.
But, well, Salvador Perez gives it to you to some degree. I mean, Perez is your. Perez and Witt are fine. Pasquantino is heating up. God, I'd love to see him. I hope that, because I've been a little down on him this year. I hope so badly that he, you know, shuts me and anybody else up and becomes a clear-cut, everyday, big-time player on this team. Because he's so fun to watch. He's so old school in the way he approaches it that I've always been such a big fan of him. I love his personality and everything. It's just you're not getting enough production out of that spot. You know, they need some jolt there. And I do think Renfro, we've talked about him, will come around. But then you're usually running, I don't know, you know, at minimum four guys out there that you feel like you could be better than. So we'll see what they do. But this will be a fun stretch of games here. They play again that series against Tampa. Starts tomorrow. They do get to stay home. You know, with it being home and finishing with eight on the road, you'd sure like to take two out of three there. But you got to get it done, Rick, without the services of Lugo and Reagans. They will not pitch in that Tampa series. So that's pretty interesting here. You go into this series after the Cleveland series where you got both of those guys. Now you've got to go Singer, Waka, Marsh. You don't get either of your co-aces and you're trying to take two or three from Tampa at home. This is as much a big test for the starting rotation as it is anything else. That should be a pretty fun aspect to this, is trying to win a series against a good team without your co-aces pitching in the series. Just the timing of it, right? And I think the expectation has to be to take two out of three there.
Maybe we got to shuffle that lineup a little bit. Maybe we're going to have to, you know, right-handers and left. Well, maybe not with the pitching, but with, you know, everybody else. You know, to find that base hit, find that guy.
Quattaro is it?
Put those left-handers out there, you know.
Yeah, he might. And I don't know. Tampa's pitching is not this year, I don't think, what it has been in some years, where it's just like lights out top to bottom. It has not been quite as good. But again, they've heated up collectively, and they're just always in it. So. We'll keep our eye on that. Royals get going there. We can go back to them. If you want to chat about the Royals, you can on the IHOP hotline. It's open at 869-1240. You can also leave us your comments on it on our video stream, which is available to you on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. Those are available there for you as well. Rick, there are some other things out there that we have got to hit on. In our time today, a lot of little. We're on baseball.
Bo, can we talk about Bo?
Bo
Jackson.
Oh, what happened with him? Okay, so I saw him in the headlines. Is he in a Hall of Fame of some sort that he should have been?
Yeah. So the Royals did a big thing for him on Saturday. Threw out the first pitch. He's he's a two sport all star.
But didn't they put him in their Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And that's like the only one he's in. I was pretty shocked, and I'm a little behind on this story because I didn't even realize it. So he's the only guy who's been an all-star in two major sports. Deion Sanders was I thought he was a really good baseball player, but I don't think he ever was an all-star. I think Bo Jackson's still the only guy.
Yeah.
But he's never been in like a Hall of Fame for being a pro, and the Royals finally put him in. I didn't realize he wasn't in already, so good on that. I didn't also realize he wasn't in anything, and that's pretty wild. And I know his career wasn't long, but I've always said this about Hall of Fames. Hall of Fames have to celebrate the greatest players of their time. They just have to. And there isn't a person alive that watched Bo Jackson play anything that didn't think he was one of the great players of his time. Have we ever seen an athlete better than Bo Jackson?
Bo is the man. Well, actually, what is Bo? Was it Be Like Bo? All right, here we go, Jacobs.
Bo knows.
1989.
Bo knows.
Bo knows.
It's
just
Bo
be
knows.
Bo.
Bo knows
just
baseball.
Do the Bo. Bo yeah. Up is a whole.
Bo knows football. Bo knows. That was it. But I couldn't believe that when I saw it. So it was wild to me. I just couldn't. When I was behind on this story, I'm like, what is, like, why is everybody freaking out here? And then it took me a minute, and I'm like, wait a minute. The first of any kind Hall of Fame. Like, there's that was so wild to me, and good for the Royals for doing it, because yeah, you want Bo Jackson. And I guess we're sort of guilty of this too. I am. Because when I think of the great Royals of all time, Bo Jackson doesn't pop into my head. And he totally should. Right? I'm thinking of obviously George Brett and wondering if Bobby Witt Jr. will get there, and Salvador Perez is certainly there, and Zach Greinke's certainly there, and then some of the older guys. But I don't. I always, and it does, and I'm so I'm not like laying blame for anybody. I do the same thing. But man, we got to get Bo We got to get Bo out in the headlines more often because he is – well, I'm trying to think and trying to compare – like, when you think of just, like, that legendary story guy, like, when you tell about players that you saw that are just, like, you'll drop your jaw, I mean, he's up there with any of them. I mean, Bo Jackson was on top of the sports world. There wasn't anybody with him there for a minute.
He was Michael for a while. I mean, he really was. He's Bo.
I agree. And
plus, he's a very generous. Plus, he is a very, in his private life, he's been a very generous, kind man to a lot of people. Bo Jackson is not just one of these dudes that, you know, goes around on a yacht and he's, you know, he's on below deck. Bo Jackson has done a lot of nice things for people. He's a good man. There's a lot to be said for that.
He just couldn't. He had an artificial hip when he was, but he just couldn't stay healthy. But
so amazing of a guy, though.
Just wild. The stuff of legends. He is as legendary of, like, when you tell stories about watching guys play. So good. That's a good point. I hope that the Royals can continue to make him just a massive part of their history as they get ready to move stadiums and do all that stuff. I'm glad they got him in there because that's a partner. That's something you want to celebrate forever. So good on that. Got any Bo stories, you can tell them to us, 869-1240. All right, let's set up our giveaway here, and then we'll move on to some non-baseball items on the agenda here for the next couple days. So we'll give away some HTO. We'll start that up right now. You can text to win. All you got to do is text the keyword T-E-A, to the short code 20357. You can enter one time per day. Message and data rates apply. Again, that's T-E-A, 20357. You'll get a free iced tea and a free rain coffee from HTO, Wichita East, West, or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. It's Rick and Albrock. We'll be right back.
.975 and 1240 KFH.
KFH and Odyssey invite you to join us at a spectacular Independence Day event. It's Red, White, and Boom. Thursday from 6 to 10, enjoy an electrifying live performance by the Astronauts at Riverfront Stadium. Indulge in a feast from a variety of food trucks stationed out at the Hyatt Lawn, then watch the fireworks show at 9:40. The event proudly presented by Evergy and co-sponsored by Wichita Parks and Recreation, Wichita Parks Foundation, and the Wichita Wind Surge. Welcome back in, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Rockin' Rick Regan. It is Sports Daily. Rick in for Tommy here. Ooh. As we make our way through this Monday on the program. Glad to be here with you. It's a good Monday, Rick. We're talking baseball. Let's stay on baseball, but we'll go, you know, away from the Royals a little bit. The Home Run Derby. A few new rules. We had Gunnar Henderson, which I'm really glad he's in it. All eight play. I like this. Now, in theory, all the rules I got to see him play out. But what I do like is they're going away from the, you know, sort of the bracket head-to-head in the first round. All eight players now will go against each other in the first round, which would have been good for that, you know, crazy year Salvador Perez had in there. They'll have a tie broken by the longest home run. You get 3 minutes or 40 pitches. So it's kind of like the NBA three-point shooting contest. You've got the time or the amount, like they have the baskets of balls, right? You get one timeout, which I think was a good addition in there. And then you get three bonus outs, which would mean after you run out that initial time, you just kind of get three more. You can earn a fourth bonus if they hit one 425 feet or longer in bonus time. So, you know, in theory, you could catch up if you just keep dropping, you know, long home runs basically in bonus time. That's how the first round works, but that needed to happen. What do you think of the first round? Because I like getting away from the head-to-head thing because you could have the second best hitter in the first round get eliminated because of the head-to-head thing. That doesn't make any sense. This, and for that reason only, this way is better. to me.
Oh, sure, sure. And it's more fun for the fans because you can just root for all the guys. It's not guy against guy. Plus, I think with this new format, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not going to be so much about time. Like, you know, I've got to get it in, got to get him in, got to get him in. It's going to be a little more about the relationship between the pitcher and the hitter. You better throw me 40 nice pitches over the plate, and I'll have time to hit them all. It seemed like last time there was a lot of, in years past, it's been a whole lot of hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And this should make the event a lot better. The top four move on, that's better. Extra bonuses, that's also better. You know, this is like the biggest thing almost of the whole season for MLB. I mean, this is a big, big ratings night, isn't it? I mean, this is big, right?
I think the home run derby, and I don't know the numbers and where it's been, but to me, the home run derby feels as big these days as the game itself. I think that it's probably my favorite thing of All-Star festivities. Like, I like it way more than the dunk contest in the NBA or the three-point contest. I was kind of into the Ionescu versus Steph Curry three-point contest. I thought that was really cool when they did that crossover with the WNBA. But as far as all-star festivity events, I still think the home run derby is the most, I don't know, fun and magical because you just, like, you get to see these guys.
It's a little more casual. Come on, it's a little more casual.
Their
kids are out there. Everybody's friendly and high-fiving one another.
But I love that part of it. I think the home run derby.
It's like the three-point game used to be, right? The three-point shooting.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of lost its heat, of course, in the NBA. It was great when it started. But the home run derby, it's – I mean, do you ever remember watching the old home run derbies?
Oh, yeah. When it was like Ken Griffey Jr. and Rafael Palmeiro, and they were like this.
Really?
They weren't like an all-star competition, right? They were kind of like an off-season. And it was like a made-for-TV one guy versus one guy. They would run them on ESPN late night.
Sure, it was like the Shell Wonderful World of Golf. You know, where it was just
I saw those as a kid. I mean, you know, back in those days when ESPN just had a stranglehold in the sports media world, and so you'd just literally watch anything they'd put on there. And yeah, I do remember them. This has become much better, though. Like, there was the year that, you remember when Josh Hamilton was at Yankee Stadium and just was, like, hitting balls out of the stadium? Like, it was just wild. Like, those kinds of stories from home run derbies, it's just built for what it is. It's built for an all-star break when there's literally nothing else going on. And it's a perfect exhibition. And you get your stars, for the most part, participating in it. That had stopped for a little while, remember? Like, there was a point where it was kind of like a little glitch. If you did the home run derby, it kind of messed you up. That has sort of gone away. So I'm glad we get all the stars
involved
in it.
Aaron Judge says he's out. Shohei Ohtani
has done it before.
Yeah, but Shohei Ohtani has not decided yet.
Shohei Ohtani, didn't he done it the last 2 years? Like, it's not like these guys are. It's not like the dunk contest where you don't get anybody. Which that doesn't make any sense. You still get star. I mean, Gunnar Henderson is one of the great young stars of the game. Can Bobby Witt Jr. do a home run derby? I mean, I don't know. He's still got to get voted in. And you don't have to be an all star to be in it. But
I want to see the best guys in the 3-point shooting contest.
Sure.
And I want to see the big home run hitters. I want to see.
I do too.
I want to see Shohei every time. I want to see Judge every time.
Shohei Ohtani is trying to rehab and get back to being a pitcher. I've got no issue with him taking it easy. Aaron Judge has been on a tear and done the derbies and done all this stuff. If he wants to take a break and enjoy a little more of a break in a season, like, I'm not going to fault those guys. They've done this a million times. So that was the first time. In the semifinals, it'll go down to four. So they'll still take it from 8-4. And then they're going to seed them based on what they did in the first round. And then they go back to the head-to-head, which I don't like that. I don't know why they can't just keep it in the same format and then you take the next best two. But I do think it should probably factor in what they did in the – I guess I'm 50-50. Do you want this to be a stamina contest or not? Because then you could reset it in the semis. And then the finals are obviously head-to-head. That one gets a little simpler. I don't know. I think it's fine. I do. The big thing is they take away the bracket thing of the first round. That's what needed to happen, and we're going to get that. And so that makes it far more fair, I think, than it was.
Well, sure, the matchups made a lot of decisions, you know, for the event. I mean, so letting everybody compete at the beginning is way better, I think.
Yeah, it'll be much better that way. So anyway, they changed it. If you missed it, if you missed the news of them changing it, that's out there, so you can check that out.
So you're a baseball man, so you love All-Star Weekend. You can't wait, right?
I do. I don't watch the game quite the way I used to when I would lock in for the entire game. But you know, like outside of the NFL, I don't. that's pretty wide ranging for me. But no, there was for a long time in my life, I watched every second of the All-Star. It's still by far my favorite of the All-Star things. I will tune into it. I will have it on, but I'm kind of in and out of it. But the Home Run Derby to me has become a better viewing experience. The one thing I will say about the All-Star game, they've done a great job of miking guys up out there on the field, yeah. Miking pitchers up while they're pitching. I mean, that kind of stuff, they have done a good job.
It's so fun, isn't it? It's worth
watching. If you haven't seen them do that, where they mic up a pitcher while he's pitching, it is awesome to hear them talk through what they're doing, and they can kind of tell you what they're about to throw. Like that part of it has gotten really cool. They have done a really nice job. And look, I've said this too. Baseball has the advantage over the other sports. You can play baseball at 100% maximum effort and risk nothing. Like, people get angry that in football, in the Pro Bowl, and in the NBA, maybe guys aren't quite as locked in. I get it, man. It's an exhibition game. They don't want to get hurt. In baseball, like, you can go full strength and it doesn't do anything. Like, there's not really a way to take it off. So I think that's always made baseball better. I think for whatever reason, baseball has always cared more about it, your winner. Now, they don't tie World Series stuff to it. That was a disaster. But, you know, but in general, like, these teams still want to win.
Sure, and like you mentioned about
players want to win them.
About miking guys up. You know, baseball is more personal, I think. You know, I mean, in modern sport, we know more about players than we ever have in any time in history. You can find out what a guy had for dinner last night, any guy, and know about his family and where he went to school and everything. And the fact that now you can hear him talking like this is a real guy makes sports beautiful.
The changes are there. We both like the All-Star festivities. We'll see if the Royals are well represented in the All-Star game. I think that happens this week, doesn't it?
Vote, fans, vote.
Yeah, I think we get the votes and everything this week. All right, we'll come back in the second hour. We'll move off baseball a little bit for you. We will get into this NBA free agency that's off with a bang. We'll set up Rick's question on superstar players and their kids and which is the most likely to get close to their dads. Now, in baseball and in football, we've already seen a lot of these. So, like, Bobby Witt Jr., that's not fair. We know he's going to be a superstar. Like, we already know that about him. But there's a handful that Rick has identified who haven't reached that point or had the opportunity yet. So we'll get into that in the second hour. We'll take you through this wild and crazy NBA free agency as well and browse around some of the other sports headlines. Hour number two of Sports Daily coming your way right after this.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.